It's the Real Roots Radio podcast, on-demand content highlighting the best information and entertainment from the Real Roots Radio team. Boomers and Beyond delivers pertinent information for our senior population, brought to you by the Greene County, Ohio Council on Aging. Here's Roy Hatfield.
You're listening to Real Roots Radio, WBZI, WKFI, and WEDI, and streaming on the World Wide Web at realrootsradio.com. It's that time once again, Boomers and Beyond time, where we visit with our good friends in the Greene County Council on Aging, and Karen Peterball is joining us once again, practicing our social distancing on the phone for a couple of weeks until hopefully the world gets turned the right way. First of all, Karen, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, what we talked a little bit last week about scams, and we're more prone to those because everybody's inside these days, trying to do the right thing, trying to keep the spread of the coronavirus down. But with that, can come fatigue from just being inside so much, being cooped up so much, fatigue from watching too much news. I mean, it really can wear on you, can it?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I think most people are trying to stay up with things, and then we kind of obsess over it. But pretty much any time you turn the TV on, no matter what station, there's going to be information about this, and it's just hard to get away from it. It is kind of ruling our lives right now, but we need to make a concerted effort to set lots of time aside where we're not in that COVID-19 direct hit. So what we're trying to encourage people to do is, number one, just try to have a schedule. For some people that are working remotely, and initially the thought was, oh, well, this is great, I can stay in my PJs and I can do my work and be productive, but all the research and all the information that's being shared is it's still better to have a schedule. And we can learn a lot from our elders, because that's how many of our seniors live. They get up at the same time every day. They tend to their hygiene. They deal with whatever nutrition they go for in the morning. And that's what all of us need to be doing. Set aside time for some things that make you smile, whether it be going outside, sitting on the porch, taking a walk in an appropriate area, playing with the dog, the cat, having some tasks at home. I'm still a big advocate for having a list of things you want to accomplish each day. Write it down. I don't know about you, Roy, but I don't remember things like I used to, so I think I'm going to remember, but better safe than sorry. Let's jot it down what I want to accomplish, and then once I accomplish it, I mark it off and feel great. I may need to put something on tomorrow's schedule, but at least I'm trying, but find ways to have as much of a normal life and not be so worn out and tired and really exhausted from this COVID-19 that we're all dealing with together.
No doubt about that. It can really wear on you if you allow it to. Obviously, you have to be aware of it, but like you said, some folks just obsess on it. They watch it nonstop. There's a point where you're really doing yourself more harm than good. And another thing, you talk about just the physical activity going down because we're inside our houses. Maybe try to get up once an hour to just walk around, wash your hands, and on these good weather days that we have, maybe take a walk just in the backyard or something like that, just to keep moving.
Yeah, and we can have fun with it. We can make it a game. And again, not to trivialize, I know there's some folks that have some major mobility challenges, but even when you have those challenges, find ways to move, even if it's just, moving your arms, or as you're sitting in your chair, moving your legs or your feet. When you're talking to your friends and family members on the phone or texting or emailing or however you're communicating, maybe ask them, what are they doing to keep moving. We want to exercise our brains, of course, but we need to exercise our bodies as well. And I would say when we're home a lot and sitting a lot, that also leads to reaching into the bag of pretzels maybe more often, or, because that's kind of part of our coping skill. So if we're eating a little bit more and we're moving less, I don't think the result is what we're going to all be excited about when this is all, I can't say past us, but as we move into the next phase of this pandemic.
Karen Peterball has been our guest on Real Roots Radio. Greene County Council on Aging joins us every Wednesday just before the Trading Post. Karen, thanks a lot. Appreciate it as always.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Karen Peterbald, Director of the Greene County Council on Aging. I'm just here to remind everybody that during this tough time, there are resources out there available to you. Anytime, you're welcome to call the Council on Aging at 937-376-5486 or send us an email at info@gccoa.org. This is a tough time for everybody, and we need to stay connected. We will get through this, and we appreciate all the support that you are providing to the elders of Greene County and beyond.